Fry Guy, look who's with us.
Hey!
Hey!
It's our brand new meteorologist.
Chief meteorologist.
It's that? Yeah.
Eric Elwell, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's very good to be here.
Yeah, so do you like Dayton so far?
So far, so good. I love it. Yeah. And, you know, I haven't been that far away to begin with.
That's just right.
In Columbus. So I've been in and out of Dayton a lot. I have some family.
You know Ohio weather pretty well.
I do. I've been here a little while, almost 17 years in Columbus, so in close by. So I've followed it a long time.
So why do we have such messed up weather in Ohio?
Yeah, please tell us that.
Well, it's been 17 years.
I'm just asking.
No, you know, Ohio is just, you know, you got the convergence of all kinds of crazy weather, from lake effect snows to severe weather. And
the Xenia.
Well, then you have Xenia, yes. You
know? We love the folks in Xenia, but they're like, oh.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was looking for a house a couple of weeks ago, and I had my real estate agent, and we were going through looking at houses. And, I was telling him, I really want a house with a basement. It's just me. I'd really like. He's like, we don't get tornadoes here in Beaver Creek.
We're okay here.
They stay down towards Xenia. 3 days later, there was a tornado in Beaver Creek.
See?
You know? So be careful what you say around.
Exactly. And you have to practice what you preach.
Yes,
you know, you have to say, really, I'm doing a special report from the basement of my house.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
Build you a little TV studio down there.
That's a good idea.
Got to ask you this, though, okay? Because, you know, this is Fry's ultimate goal, to end his career in Florida. You were born there, and now you're in Ohio.
Yes. It's too hot in Florida. I don't know why anyone wants to say it's really too hot. It really is. I mean, plenty of heat, plenty of humidity. I was born in Fort Lauderdale, and my mother came back to Ohio to cool off, I guess, some 20 years ago. And then the last couple of winters, she'd been a snowbird, and last summer she didn't come back. So she's now in Ohio, so I go and visit her, or rather in Florida, but I go visit her from time to time.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Ohio and
Florida.
Yeah, it's interchangeable.
She got sick of the snow, I guess. So.
And why does everybody from Ohio go to Florida and everybody from Florida comes to Ohio?
It's an interesting thing. You know, I guess once you're in Florida for a couple of years, you get sick of it.
Call it Flo-hio.
Because your parents are just...
Yeah, they just moved
they
to Florida.
They just moved to Florida.
Yeah. So did mine. So I go a couple of weeks, you know, visit my family and come back.
I figured it out for
what?
You.
What?
Broadcasting and forecasting the weather in Florida is not challenging enough, is it?
No, it's not.
That's what it
really
is.
It
has to be.
Every day it's going to hot, it's going to rain a little bit, and then it's going to be dry again.
Little heat, little humidity.
Wait a minute.
Occasional hurricane.
Oh, we got one of those coming.
Yeah. That's what you get there. So
we get asked this a lot, you know, how do you get up so early, la, 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 la. I mean, you've got to have the thing like a doctor does. Oh, doc, my back hurts. I mean, do you get like the weather stuff all the time?
Yeah, it doesn't stop in my sleep, you know. I live and breathe weather. You know, you got to be a weather geek to be in this business, and I am truly a weather geek. I love it when I'm not working. I'm always looking at the weather all the time. I don't sleep very much, you know, especially in the spring, because I'm always waiting. Well, really in the winter, too, because I'm looking at snow models that are coming in the middle of the
night. What's wrong with you?
You really got to love it.
Yeah.
And I do love it. So it's okay to lose a few hours of sleep here and there.
But, I mean, whenever somebody, and especially now that, you know, you've just got here, that chief meteorologist, every time you're out, it's going to be, oh, Eric.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, people always ask me, they start conversations with, what do you think of this crazy weather that's going on? So, and then they try to tell me the weather, which is fine. Gosh, it sure is hot. Well, yeah, it's actually 92 degrees. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of those.
That's great.
Yeah.
But we love them all because I know we get a lot of that stuff too. Do you got any tickets on you? Do you have any free tickets?
No.
And we're like,
free tickets. Yeah. We got.
Let me get my handy dandy ticket printer out.
Oh, yeah. You're in my wallet. I have some Florida Georgia Line.
I need an Apple Watch. I'll just
okay. Now, you got to tell us about your single dad of fur babies.
Fur babies.
We're
fur baby parents.
Yes.
Yes. I do. I have Jacob and Kira, my two Springer Spaniels.
Jacob and Kira.
Oh. Yes. Yes. They are my babies. They're not such babies anymore. They're about 13 years old each. So.
Oh.
But they're still very peppy. They're fun to come and greet me after a long day, and love them to death.
That's right. My one cat's 10. She's still kitten to me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. These will always be my puppies. And, I hope they're around a long time. But They're a lot of fun. So Springers are great, and you know, I love all animals, all pets, and so I'm always looking after them. And I wish I could have 50 of them, but my neighbors probably wouldn't like that.
Probably not.
Something about that.
Now, do they sleep with you?
They do.
I do.
They do.
Awesome.
You know, and they've gotten older, so they can't quite get up on my bed anymore. So I had to get them, you know, this little bench that goes in front of my bed. So
the doggy steps.
Doggy steps. Absolutely. They're there. You know, the one thing, Kira, though, snores louder than I do. She wakes me up.
That's all right. Her cat snores.
Yes, he does.
I've never heard of a cat
snoring. Oh, he snores good.
Oh, my
goodness. Well, we'll have to play it for you sometime.
Another
because
conversation.
It's just, yeah, definitely. So, what's the one more thing I was going to ask you? Okay, I know that you're an 80s kind of music favorite, but you got to like country now, right? I mean, you're in our house.
Right. Well, okay. You know, I went to elementary and high school in Tennessee. So I was near Nashville for a very long time. Went to college at Mississippi State. So I do love country music. Now, there for a while, I found country music depressing. You know, it was always kind of now it's exciting.
Because it's about drinking.
Come on. Exactly. Yeah. Drinking and partying and tailgates and good times.
So, you know, and spray painting John Deere green on the water tower. Love that stuff. You know?
That was you.
That was me.
Yep.
No, I love that. We have a big country concert going on in Columbus here coming up this weekend,
yes.
You know, at Ohio Stadium. So, and we've got this little tropical storm Bill that's trying to set its eyes on. So I've had a lot of questions.
You need to turn him away.
Yes.
I'm doing the best I can.
You do.
A
big cone over OSU Stadium.
We really don't need any more rainfall, that's for sure. It had some problems there, but, you know, we're going to have to keep an eye on that. So.
You know what's crazy? I just got to bring this up. I know you probably find it interesting, too, is living in Ohio, to have a hurricane class come over, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Still a class one hurricane. Is it still a hurricane even though it's over land?
You know, it wasn't technically a hurricane at the time, but it sure had hurricane force winds.
Yeah.
That's one of the craziest storms I'll ever remember.
Ohio got hit by a hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
It was sunny that day, too. It was the strangest thing. Hardly had any rain. The sun was out, and the next thing you know, the wind kept going and going and going. Next thing you know, we're without power for, you know, a week.
7 days.
Yes.
I was without it. Yeah.
And then we had the derecho, June 29th, 2012, that came through. And, you know, with that one, you had 105, 110 degree heat after that, and people didn't have air conditioning. So, had some crazy storms here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. You are kind of a weather geek. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
you know
I love it. I love it. You know, I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I do love the weather. All facets of it, snow, big storms. I've seen a couple of tornadoes. You know, I worked in Kansas for 3 years in Wichita. I was very far away from those. You know, storm chasers now get really close to those.
I was very far away. That's nice,
you know,
over there.
I think that's a tornado. But that's the way I prefer it. You know, it was out in the middle of a wheat field or a cornfield, and that was the best place for it. So,
well, being Ohioan classified now, you've been here long enough, you're official Ohioan.
Yes. Yeah,
you like White Castle, of course, right?
Late at night.
Okay.
Yes!
Good man. That's all I need
late
to hear.
Night.
The check marks
you
keep
are
coming and
go.
Coming. Man. It just is.
Yeah, mini corn dogs. I miss those. They used to have those.
Yes, they did. They had mini corn dogs, yeah.
Oh, those were so good.
We'll have to make a White Castle run.
Yeah, we'll do a White Castle run soon.
Sounds good.
That's
love it.
We're so excited that you're here, and I know the viewers and listeners and everybody just, you know, can't wait to get to know you. And
you know, I can't wait for them to get to know me either. I feel like I've known this team for a long time, you know, being in Columbus for the last 17 years. I always kept an eye out to my west, which was here in Dayton, and we had Rich and McCall and Carrie Ann and you know, and Kirsty keeping an eye on the weather. Now we have Brett, great team, and I've always followed them on Facebook and Twitter for several years. Especially Rich has been here a while.
So you're a stalker.
So kind of a Facebook stalker. Yeah, that's me. But that's okay. So, but you know, it's great. So I feel like I've been part of the team for a long time. They may not know it, but I feel like I've been part of the team for a long time. So, yeah, I'm very excited to be here, though.
And Fred and I always like to, when you interview famous people, and you are a very famous people, we always like to ask questions.
Certain day, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So when you go home, back to mom, dad, grandma,
now.
Whatever, what's your meal that you have mom whip up?
My favorite meal, lasagna. Oh, my goodness. My mother makes lasagna, the best I've ever had. And so for my birthday or when I come and visit her for Christmas, We do lasagna.
As an Italian, I appreciate that very much.
I'm the big Italian guy. So.
Yeah. He's drooling a little bit.
And he didn't even pause. It was like lasagna.
Like,
instant.
Like, right.
It sounds so good right now.
What's your karaoke song? What song do you do when you do karaoke? Don't say you don't, because I know you have to.
That's a good question. You know, it's probably some Garth Brooks.
Oh, look at this. Yeah.
Yeah. Pick a good Garth Brooks song. Thunder Rolls.
Yeah. Look, he's getting into it already. Yeah. He kind of leaned into the microphone.
Of course, it's a weather song.
Of course, it has to be.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome.
What's your favorite season?
My favorite season is spring. My favorite, you know, I love severe weather when it doesn't hurt anybody. But
Well, that's true.
I want it to be real bad. Everybody's okay.
I do. I love
in
spring.
In a wheat field.
Right.
I'm a big landscape guy, so I love to grow stuff and plant stuff. Yeah. And so I like spring. It's going to warm up. The older I get, the less I like winter, but I do like a good snowstorm. Although in about January 5th, I'm done with
snow. Over. I agree.
Here in Ohio, it seems to go on a little longer.
It goes real long. It gets real cold.
Yeah.
Well, we're so excited to have you here, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
For stopping by.
I'm glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell.